Some scientists say global warming could produce local cooling in Europe and North America. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. A great ocean current runs through much of the North and South Atlantic Oceans, and it has a major impact on climate in the northern and the southern hemispheres. Changes in the salinity of the ocean water could weaken this current, and scientists say that would be felt around the world. Michael Schlesinger is a climate scientist at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. He says the salinity of the North Atlantic is being diluted by increasing amounts of fresh water. He says a lot of it comes from melting glaciers and increasing amounts of rain and snow. Schlesinger says this is tied to global warming and our use of fossil fuels. He worked on computer predictions to see what might happen to the Atlantic current if we do nothing to limit our emissions of greenhouse gases.
Our simulations go out 200 years, and we show that absent any climate policy, that there's a 45% likelihood of shutting down this Atlantic circulation by the end of this century. And by the end of the century after that, it's 70%.
Schlesinger says the Atlantic current helps moderate the climate of Western Europe and the northeastern United States. He says the current also cools off parts of the southern hemisphere. According to his computer predictions, if this current shuts down, the Antarctic ice sheets could start to melt. If they did, Schlesinger says the rise in sea levels could be catastrophic. Schlesinger says we must act now to cut our greenhouse gas emissions and protect this Atlantic Ocean current. His study is in a book titled Avoiding Dangerous Climate Change. It was published earlier this year. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.